Lake Erie and Presque Isle Bay support fishing, boating, swimming, and even a craft beer industry. But there are threats to these resources. The Lake Erie watershed in Pennsylvania is small, but the lake supplies drinking water to 250,000 people in the state and is part of the largest freshwater system in the world. Sarah Bennett is campaign manager for clean water advocacy in the Erie office of Penn Future, a statewide environmental group. She's the lead author of Our Water, Our Future, a common agenda for protecting Pennsylvania's Lake Erie watershed.
The common agenda is a common document that is created through collaboration.
Penn Future worked with a dozen environmental and community groups and advisors on the agenda, and I recently talked with Bennett about it. What are the threats to water quality in the Lake Erie watershed, and how do you prioritize them?
We have 5 direct threats. The prioritization was based on impacts to the environment and aquatic organisms, impacts to our economy, impacts to public health. So surface runoff, including stormwater, agricultural runoff, and sewage, climate change and extreme weather events, fossil fuels and plastics, invasive species, and legacy pollution based on our industrial past. Then we have some more indirect threats. So we considered environmental justice and lack of racial equity an indirect threat to water quality. At the state level, cuts to our state agencies that are tasked with protecting our water resources undermine their capacity to do their jobs.
Let's talk about a special focus on equity and inclusion. I know Erie County has declared racism as a public health crisis. So how was that worked on in this document, and how does it show up in the solutions?
So we really think that moving forward, any new initiative needs to address this. Across the country, Pennsylvania included, Erie included, we know that environmental degradation and pollution disproportionately impact people of color. In Erie, if you take a look at the county resolution, they have stark disparities in health outcomes between Black people and people of color and white people in Erie County. And so specific recommendations that we've made for this include establishing an Erie County Council Environmental Justice Committee. We also recommend an Environmental Advisory Council to Erie County Council, and to have a major focus of those bodies be examining violations to environmental regulations and whether or not those are disproportionately impacting our marginalized communities. At the municipal level, we recommend community advisory committees. The goal is to have representation from neighborhoods elected by neighborhoods, and that the people who are on those committees live in those neighborhoods, so that we improve communication between government and people living in the neighborhoods, and also everyone is part of the decision-making process.
How is climate change specifically impacting the watershed?
First of all, Erie has been recognized by Climate Central as the 8th fastest warming city in the country. I'm sure they looked at cities of certain sizes. So we've also seen extremely high water levels. That is expected to happen more in the future. But we may also see extremely low water levels, because climate changing means that the pattern is going to change. And so you're going to have extended periods of either really wet weather or really dry weather, and that's going to impact the lake as well.
What are some of the proposals for solutions?
Among our calls for addressing causes of climate change include developing a really strong urban tree management program, planting more trees and managing those trees so that we have the mature trees that can pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, and that will help. If we want to be more resilient to climate change, things like torrential downpours and the flooding that they cause, we call for increased protection of wetlands, implementing riparian zones, which are native plants that surround streams, and then implementing green stormwater infrastructure that basically mimics a wetland and can hold more water. And then these things also address that number one threat of surface runoff.
How does the petrochemical industry in the oil and gas industry in Erie impact the watershed and the lake, and what can be done about that?
The Erie region, especially the Lake Erie watershed, doesn't see the same impacts that other parts of the state do. We don't have fracking happening in the Lake Erie watershed. Our biggest issue here in Erie is plastic. So we see huge amounts of plastic litter getting into our streams and into Lake Erie. But we also have a thriving plastic molding industry up here in Lake Erie. Plastic molding requires plastic pellets, also called nurdles. That's the virgin plastic that comes into the county. We know that those pellets are they're escaping.
And what are the solutions?
So as far as the pellets go, a program called Operation Clean Sweep, that's a series of things that these companies can do to keep the pellets from escaping from their plants. But also at the state level, we'd like to see legislation that better controls pellet pollution from the time that it's produced through transportation and transfer to just really keep those pellets from escaping.
Reading this plan, it looks sort of like a response to, you know, development and economic development plans taking shape in Erie right now to try to get the economy back.
One of the things that happens in a place like Erie that has been economically depressed for so long is people desperately need jobs. They need family-sustaining jobs that pay a prevailing wage. And so there's a tendency to accept anything at any cost. So what we're calling for is for Erie decision makers to push back against that tendency and to instead say, you know what, the residents come first, human health comes first, the future of this region depends on our water resources, we need to protect them as much as we possibly can, and so be really careful about who gets to do business here and what impact are they going to have on the people and the water.
Sarah Bennett is with Penn Future in its Erie office. She says they'll begin to brief elected officials and government agencies on their agenda for the Lake Erie watershed through the new year. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.